The State of the Union, lunar happenings, and things that creep us out. This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, you know we don't do a whole lot of politics here on The Morning Feed.
We do not. We try to steer clear.
With good reason, because politics are crazy.
Yes. But they scare us.
They do. But tonight is the State of the Union. And I, for one, am for sure going to be tuning in, if not just to see what kind of train wreck might potentially happen.
I'll
up
tell you
there.
What, the viewership for the Grammys was very low this year, but for this, I think it's going to be record.
It's going to be big. Why don't we talk about a little bit about that as I try to actually speak here. I've got some State of the Union facts for us.
Nice.
All right. So tonight, he is likely going to talk about immigration, economy, trade, North Korea, homeland security, border security. But a lot of people are wondering if he's going to talk about health care and how much and what he will say about it. How long will it last, Jennifer? Well, we don't know. There is no set length for the State of the Union. But
Place your bets.
Here's some long and short of it for you. President Bill Clinton holds the record for the longest address, coming in at 89 minutes. And President Reagan, the shortest, only 31 minutes. And actually, he hadn't, finished up then. He just fell asleep.
It's kind of embarrassing.
It was, yeah. He was just snoring away, and everybody's like, can we go? Do we get to go?
Should we wake him?
To give you an idea, obviously, he hasn't had a State of the Union address yet, but Trump did address Congress last year, and it lasted about an hour. So there you go.
Give or take. I'm going to say 52 minutes.
52? You're
yes.
coming in 52?
52.
You know, 89, I don't see him going 89 because I would think that he would want to break the record. You know, that's the longest State of the Union ever.
Well, there's going to be the biggest crowd ever.
Yeah, of
I course. Imagine you'd want to keep them entertained for as long as possible.
There were 3,000 senators. There aren't that many senators.
World leaders from every single country ever.
There is going to be, there's a lot of pushback on this. There are a lot of Democrat representatives of Congress that will not be there. One of those is Representative Maxine Waters. She will not be there, someone who has famously gotten into it with Trump on Twitter and elsewhere. And most of these people say they're not going to be there because of his comments on Haiti and other African nations, as well as a whole host of other reasons why you might want to not be in the same room with President Donald Trump. Delivering the rebuttal, which is always kind of a crapshoot, It's always kind of fun to see who's going to be doing it, We've had some big moments in the past. The guy from New Orleans with the drink of water and stuff.
Right.
Anyway, tonight it's going to be Representative Joe Kennedy. He's a Democrat from Massachusetts. He got big response on Twitter after lots of comments about how Donald Trump and the Trump administration handled the white nationalist rally in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I think it's a good call to have him. I think he's a great speaker, and I think it's a good move for the Democrats.
They're really looking at him to be that kind of that young face, the one
totally.
Who takes the Democratic Party to another level. And
Yeah.
So, and they could be right. So here we go. Let's get into the numbers. His joint address to Congress last year was watched by 47.7 million people, according to Nielsen. So we'll see if he can break his own record.
I bet he can do it.
You think he can do it? just to give you an idea, President Obama, his first joint session attracted 52.4 million viewers in 2009. So, that's more than Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your facts and figures for the State of the Union, and it should be interesting. You're gonna watch, right?
Of course, I'm good. Yeah.
Gotta see it.
I can't miss that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow.
There's a lot of people wondering if he's going to be able to stay on script.
That's the big takeaway.
Yeah. Although, when he talked to Congress, he was, just like a politician, I guess. So.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
He might make up some more words.
Right.
A lot can happen.
More numbers. Maybe he'll explain why Obama got more viewers because, there was different times.
they accidentally counted twice.
Yeah. Yeah, they
the two different people,
All those demonstrators that the Democratic Party paid are now counted as viewers.
Right.
All
well,
right.
Rob,
tell us about the moon.
Yeah, speaking of outer space and out there.
right.
I got a story about the moon.
Nice segue.
Yeah. Had to, you know. So the moon is going to be putting on quite a show tonight. It gave us a little preview already this morning.
I saw a little glimpse of it. It was crazy.
I turned down main road here, and all of a sudden there it was.
I
think I actually said out loud, whoa.
It was like daylight.
Wasn't expecting it. So it's going to be a super blue blood moon.
Wow.
Yeah. It packs a lot of punch.
It does, yeah. A lot of descriptors there.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. So it's going to be a blue moon, which obviously means it'll be blue. No.
Of course.
It'll be the second full moon.
It's more of a turquoise, but you know.
If you want to get technical. It'll be a super moon, which means it's going to be particularly close, so it's going to look huge.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a total lunar eclipse.
Wow.
So what that means is it'll look reddish orange when it passes into the Earth's shadow. So a big red moon.
It's like the trifecta of lunar events.
Totally, yes. This hasn't happened, this triple lineup, by the way, since 1982, and it's not going to happen again until 2037. But there's a but. Not everyone's going to, I mean, you'll still see the full moon, but the eclipse is not going to be necessarily visible in all areas. The further western half of the U.S., they'll have good viewing. Canada, and then when it moves into the Pacific and into Asia, they'll have a good view. Here in Chicago, not so much, and it's going to be cloudy.
It's going to be kind of miserable out.
So yeah. But I mean, either way, if you can catch the moon at all,
we'll still go out and drink for it, though.
There you go.
Because that's how we do it in Chicago.
Yes. It's an opportunity,
right?
Once again,
opportunity to drink booze. All right, hey, a good hashtag today: things that creep me out. So we've got a few of those. Why don't you kick us off there?
All right, at Shea Browning, things that creep me out: the spider I saw 10 seconds ago but don't see now.
Right, where did it go? At Sin City Madam says hashtag things that creep me out. Old men in skinny jeans. Totally
true. Can't say I've ever seen, define old.
The picture that came along with it was pretty darn funny.
At Louise Lemon Tart, hashtag things that creep me out, people who stand close to you in the elevator. And that happened to me yesterday. I'm in the elevator and this guy gets in and he's right next to me.
Right.
All the space. I'm like, really?
Are you
not aware?
They move totally back on you, you know?
Yeah. So,
come on. Do you not see me? Am I invisible? How did this happen here? All right. At Fart Bagels. And I think I took this one mostly for the handle.
Yeah, right.
Says things that creep me out. The King. And it had a picture of the Burger King. He creeps me out, too. He's the King. I can't believe it's still the mascot, you know? Yeah. It's so weird looking.
It's unnerving.
Yeah, yeah.
At _Lola_B, things that creep me out when my dog barks at nothing.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know,
what do you know?
Right. What is going on? I have a cat, and so often, like, you'll just be sitting there, and the cat will be sitting there, and then all of a sudden it looks up and, like, looks to the back, and it's like just staring. It's like, what? What's going on?
Right.
You know? It's like, I hear nothing. Do I have to be up?
Yeah. Should I be concerned? What is it?
Yeah. Because, they've got the super hearing and stuff, and I'm thinking, all right, she hears something before I do.
Right.
I'm like, all right, but if I got up for everything that cat did, then
I mean, you never sleep.
Right. So likely, if there is somebody in my house who's going to slash me, even if the cat alerts me to it, I won't know.
The cat, meantime, will be,
right,
playing with its toy while you're,
being slashed. And, I'm usually pretty good at these, but I can't figure this one out. At Ace Solanus, that might be it, actually. And Ace Solanus says, hashtag things that creep me out, sitting in a warm toilet.
Oh, so true. So gross.
There was definitely a theme with a lot of these. Toilets
yeah.
and politics definitely creep a lot of people out. All right. Here we go. A couple of national days. It's National Croissant Day. Or is it croissant?
Crescent.
Crescent. Oh, one of those crescent sandwiches.
However you say it, they're really good.
Yeah, they are real buttery and flaky.
Yes.
And then it's also National Plan for Vacation Day, and that sounds like an amazing plan to plan for vacation. Jennifer, where are you going if you're planning for vacation right now?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Hawaii.
Hawaii, somewhere warm. I like it. I like it. Me too. I'm going to go a little more exotic, though. And, you know, I need some sort of like Belize or something like that, you know.
Yes, but nice.
Warm, tropical, give me an ocean, some sand.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, there we go.
Back to reality.
I will not be on vacation, so don't worry. The morning feed will be happening tomorrow. As for today, thanks a lot for listening, as always. And, you know, you can subscribe to us on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher, and check us out on Facebook. This has been a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.